nothing heard. This is KTBAR, the control for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. Technical net. This is a wonderful net. This is one of those wonderful opportunities where you have to ask talented amateurs in our community who might be lurking, and some who will check in, and some who will just continue to lurk unless there's a question. And we have many, many beautiful, beautifully intriguing ways to explore amateur radio, so any topic is really up for discussion, because at some level it's all technical and peculiar to amateur radio or to telecommunications art in general. Any radio-related question or telecommunications-related question is certainly worth entertaining. In any case, when you check in, we'd like you to check in with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment, or no comment is okay too. And I'm yawning on the net opening. That's great. Anyway, I just had a heavy dinner and I'm reveling in my wonderful repast. So, at this time, stations with W calls, please call KTBAR. Okie doke. Next station on the list will be stations with alpha calls. Please call KTBAR. Okay. I'm trying to put off the inevitable here. Stations with November calls, please call KTBAR. Tick, 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 tick. Okay. Stations with kilo calls, please call KTBAR.
This is Kilo 2, Kilo Oscar.
Good evening, Jim. K2ZO, KTBAR.
Roger, you're 5-9.
K2AMI, 5-9 and FN20.
Any other kilo calls, please call KTBAR.
K2AMI, FN20.
Good evening, Tony. Oh, man. I think that's the unofficial exchange for 6 and 2 meters this weekend. Okay, very good. Anybody else? Did I hear KC2QIM?
Yes, I'm sorry. Maybe I doubled with somebody. Hello, Gordon. It's Peter back to you.
Okay, very good, Peter. Anybody else? Any call sign, any prefix, please call K2BAR with your name, your call, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment.
KC2QIM with a question.
Got the fact you have a question, Peter. Hang one. Anybody else for the net, please call K2BAR. Okay, well, we have a quorum of 4 of us, so that we'll start with your question, Peter, KC2QIM. And also Jim and Tony on the side. This is K2BAR. Go ahead with your question, Peter.
Okay, guys, good evening, KC2QIM. My question is really, it's a two-part question. It's associated with my high-frequency wire antenna, the antenna I use to use everything from 160 to 10 meters, the 100-foot wire that I tuned. And by the way, Ron gave me this monster coil that was probably salvaged out of an old kilowatt tuner that I actually stuck in the back of my L-circuit tuner, and it really it has tap points. And it really is doing a great job keeping my SWR down. But my question is, I have actually 2 wires that go out the window that are almost parallel but begin to deviate from each other. One is the original wire I used when I first got on the air that was about a 35-foot wire that is attached to a tree through a nylon rope and an insulator. And the other one is a 100-foot wire that goes through one tree and then connects to another tree. Now, my first question is, what is the potential effect of the 2 wires next to each other? And the one wire I'm using as the antenna is the 100-foot wire with the 35-foot wire just sort of ambiently set up. What possible effect could that one wire have with the other?
Well, that's actually pretty easy. I'll take a first shot at it, but basically, any energy you couple into one, a certain amount of it will be picked up by the other and fed back down into perhaps another receiver or into the
ground or whatever it is, it may act as a directional element. It will certainly affect your pattern if they're parallel for some distance. It's a random wire, so Lord knows what the effect is. But I think the most poignant thing to consider is that any energy you couple into one wire is going to be, a certain percentage of it will be coupled back down the other one, so you got to be careful not to blast your a second receiver, for instance, with the stray RF from the transmitted signal from the one wire to the other. Before I go further, Jim, you want to take a shot at that too?
Peter, are you using one antenna at a time?
Yes, I would never use the two rigs. My two rigs are never on at the same time. And what I do is I change coaxial cables into the tuner. That's how I control, spilling off between the two radios.
That's not the question I asked. You have two antennas. They are connected to two different radios. You're transmitting next to another antenna that's connected to another radio. That's a no-no.
Yeah, the short antenna, the 35-foot wire, is not connected to anything. It just has a lead coming into the windowsill, but it's not connected to anything.
Okay, in which case it's going to be picking up lots of RF. If you want to try and transmit on a big antenna, put a light bulb from that one to the ground, and you'll be amazed. Why don't you just tie both antennas together?
Explain, please.
Well, what happens with antennas is when you feed them in FED, there are certain lengths that are tough to feed and therefore require you fooling around with a coil and things like that to get a good match. But by putting a different length, you'll find that you'll have more easily matched over wider range frequencies. That's an old trick. Put multiple lengths of long wires together, and then the RF signal will pick the one that it has the best match to.
Okay, so when you say together, you mean I should take that 35-foot wire and reconnect it into the end of the other antenna somehow?
Connect it right to your feed point where you're feeding the other antenna and feed both of them.
Oh, I can do that. In other words, now what happens if, okay, that's an interesting idea. So from the back of my tuner, I have a connection into the coil, and the coil has an alligator clip that I connect to the first wire. The alligator clip is a double alligator clip because the other side of the alligator clip can actually tap into various spots on the coil. But I can take that alligator clip and connect it to the other 35-foot wire, in which case I would be end feeding from the end of the coil one direction to 100-foot wire and the other one to 35-foot.
Oh, and you'll find you'll have a lot less RF floating around the shack.
Yeah, hold on one second. I think there's some other thing you want to think about. You want the two pieces of wire, the 100-footer and the 30-footer, to be tied together on the same point on the alligator clip. Wherever you're, they should be on the same alligator clip as what I think Jim is trying to say. You don't want one on one end of the coil and one on the other, or one on one clip and one on the other clip.
Right. The alligator clip is actually a braided wire connected to the end of the clip, and the other side of that clip is used to shunt off the tapping points. And if I connect the second alligator clip from the end of the coil to the 35-foot wire, I don't really have a tapping point anymore. So I see what you're saying, Gordon. What I should do is I should extend that wire to the one alligator clip so it still allows me to use the other alligator clip to hit tapping points on the coil to alter the tuning and maybe bring my SWR down so it's a bit more stable, right?
Right, that's what Jim was trying to say. He's busy taking the two. The first thing you want to do before you worry about the tuner or the coil or anything else is take the ends of the two pieces of wire and tie them together.
Gotcha. I'm gonna try that. I will experiment and give you guys a report next week. or when I see you this weekend, if I can get the chance to do it.
Make up a tuning chart before and after. You'll find it very interesting.
Okay, I'll attack that way. Thank you very much, Jim and Gordon. And my final question is, my 100-foot wire goes around to the center of a tree and wraps around the center of the tree where it splits and then takes off into another direction as a support. Do you think that I'm losing any RF into the tree?
I would think so, especially when it's damp.
I agree with that.
Even if the wire is insulated?
Yeah, don't wrap a wire around the tree. You're losing a lot of RF that way.
Just run it through the tree and out. Don't make loops with it.
Well, yeah, it basically, I have it running through the center of the tree and then angles off to the other. I don't have it wrapped around. It's just sort of like, it goes into the tree and then comes out of the tree, sort of like through the tree. But it does touch the trunk of the tree in the middle of the tree.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not what you said.
I would agree.
Okay, so in other words, you were thinking I was wrapping it, around a couple loops, right?
Yes, since you used the word wrap, we thought wrap meant wrap.
Yeah, see, my antenna is funny. It goes down about 50 foot from my third floor into that through that tree, and then it makes a sort of a 90-degree angle where I connect it to a nylon cord, which associates it to or attaches it to another tree that's off to the right a little bit. So it's actually like a 90-degree. The wire is just sort of going through that tree and then wrapping. Not wrapping around, but just wrapping around the branch on the angle to make the angle.
That's fine. And if it's just an incidental contact, that's fine. If you're really worried about it, throw a piece of parachute cord up through that same crotch of the tree, hoist up an insulator, wrap the wire through the insulator, and let it stand off 6 or 8 inches or a foot or whatever off the branch, and you're fine.
Ah, there's the rub, just the engineering aspect of getting up to that tree. You should have seen me putting that antenna up the way I was throwing the wire on loops on the end of a rock. It was really like the... it was funny.
Do we know of anybody who's got one of those little slingshot fishing rod gizmos, Jim or Tony?
Yeah, I think we do.
Where did you want that in the tree?
What I'd like to do is actually experiment if I get the right length of wire and shoot the wire up even higher in the tree. I'm only taking advantage of half the height of the tree.
Well, why don't you talk to Jim and Tony about it on the weekend? I think that you might be able to help. They may be able to help you with that.
Yeah, I need the keen eye of the senior staff to really advise me on this.
That leaves me out.
Why don't you just put up a dipole?
Well, that's the other trick. I have to find the right support points. I don't have any trees in the middle of my... I have like an open backyard, and I'm actually using the tree on the side, and I don't have really any big trees that I can really, span a large dipole for 80 meters and up.
Yeah, I'm sure we could probably come up with some idea, maybe even an off-center fed antenna.
And do some things around here. He's been very busy with his daughter, his marriage and everything, and he's been working and stuff like that. But I think he's going to come out here soon enough, and we'll do a little survey and map some things out and figure out some engineering possibilities, and who knows? I may have something a bit more improved over the summer.
Oh, I know during July 4th week, I'm going to be stringing some new wires around my place a bit, cleaning up some antenna situations that I've been neglectful of. So I'm actually taking a week's vacation and staying home. What a concept. I never get to do that. I'm always in a scout camp or a trip somewhere with the family. I'm actually going to be home for a whole week and not going anywhere. It's wonderful. We might go to Norwood for fireworks. Anyway, dear me. So, happy antennas to you, and I think launching antenna wires up into the trees can be quite satisfactory and can be arranged. Now, let's see. Tony, do you want to say anything and add to this dialogue or introduce something new? K2AMI, K2BAR.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm working here in the shack and listening, and I have really nothing engineering-wise to contribute. But I just wanted to blow my whistle a bit and current QST that the K2BAR station, which operated here from my radio shack, placed in the January VHF contest, Hudson Division, in the northern New Jersey. So that was my only income to the E-Net tonight. A little finger-pulling of the suspenders.
Well, that's great, Tony. But how did I do? I haven't looked yet.
I did see your call listed, but I don't think it was too high on the list.
No, sure it wasn't. I only operated like 6 hours the whole contest.
It's respectable that you actually got yourself in there anyway.
Yeah, but Tony, what Tony says is the truth. I mean, I had two bands for about 6.5 hours. That you know, not going to write home with that, but anyway. Very good, Tony. That's awesome. So, well, I'm glad to see that. That's excellent. Let's go look at the results later. Anyway, anything for Field A that we want to discuss before we move on to other topics?
Yeah, anybody have an adapter from a 3-pin, a 3-terminal mini to a regular quarter-inch plug?
Yes, I do, KC2KIS.
Oh, you have one, Andrew? The problem is that my key jack on this radio is the mini DIN, mini jack, and Warren's key has got the quarter-inch jack.
I'm holding one in my left hand right now.
Okay, would you let me borrow it on Field A? I promise I will return it.
Sure, not a problem. I'll be glad to.
By the way, thank you for the cable.
Andrew, I got you. Anybody else for the NetK2BAR here?
KO2, okay. Pretty late.
We just won't call you pretty, damn it. That's all right. Anybody else?
Hey, there's a for sale sale at Net on here somewhere, isn't there?
Let me toss it to Tony, then to Jim, then back to Peter, to Andrew, and then to Bennett. So you can take it in sequential order just like that gentleman. And any comments you have about Field A, take in that order, please. K2AY, K2AR.
This is K2AMI, and Andrew, you might want to listen up for this, because we're looking around as to where we could install our 6-meter and 2-meter loops, and kind of decided that we don't have footing on the ground to put a support tower with guy wires, but the idea of suspending a piece of PVC pipe, which is approximately 10 foot long, and putting the loops based on that PVC pipe, and suspending that thing, hanging it from a high limb in the tree, no support from the bottom, it may be the way we will operate the loops. Not quite sure we're going to use your portable tower there, Andrew, but not too much problem to bring it down. We'll decide we erect the system whether it'll work or not. And Jordan, can you input anything on loops at all? We're going to use two-phase loops on 6 and two-phase loops on 2. That'll be our only 2 and 6 meter antenna. Obviously, this is a VHF or HF contest, and all the big operators will be operating HF, and VHF is just a play band. I wondered if you have any input about loops. So back to W2TTT for loops.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because I was talking with KC2OIA this afternoon, and when I made the point about using the loops off my truck and you know, in our setup for this weekend, the reaction I got was pretty negative, so I'm taking the 5-element Yagi up, and I think a 13-element 2-meter beam as well. But the rotational method will be Armstrong, so it's going to be a bit of a pain in the dupa, but what do you do? We don't have a great view to the northeast, as you know, because of where we are, but we have a great view to the everywhere else, to the west, northwest, south, north, southwest, you know, all that good stuff, so. I'm going to sleep on it in the morning. I may make an executive decision to bring or not bring the Yagis. We'll see. But so I don't think it's a big problem. If you can get it in the air, I think your biggest problem is all the concrete and steel in your neighborhood. I think that if you can get above that, then you're golden no matter what you do. Over.
Well, we're not going to be above too much steel. There'll be brick and I don't know if there's much steel in that old building anyway, but we'll be perhaps 30 feet in the air at the most.
Well, for 6 meters, it'll be fine. For 2 meters, it'll be marginal, and, you know, it's the way it is. Yeah, I think it'll be fine. Why don't you take it back, Tony, and give it to Jim when you're done. K2AMI, W2TTT.
Okay, can I just ask for input from Andrew on this, KC2KIS? Would you like to make any comment about what I just discussed?
W2AKR, repeater.
Already, so they'll be there if we need them. If not, we don't have to take them out of the car. KC2KIS back to Tony.
Hey, Andrew, very good, very good. And we'll be seeing you on Saturday morning sometime. Okie doke, back to the technical net control, W2TTT, pick it up.
Jim, take it.
KTZO, K2BAR.
K2BAR, KTZO. What's underneath the bench? Trying to figure out where a wire is going. Okay, very good. I think we'll have a lot of fun on field day, have a lot of thing, and when everybody shows up there, I think we can get a lot done, get some more antennas up there, and I think we'll have a lot of fun. And Patrick, when you come, I'm going to show you my antenna that I built. You may want to get a kick out of that and see if you might want to steal some of those ideas as far as a multi-band antenna. By the way, we were over to WA2UGT's house today and took down some wire antennas and a few other things. And there is a crank-up three-section tower. It's not a tower, it's a pipe, you know, with some of those Wilson things. Pretty nice. It would hold a substantial antenna, so if anybody's interested, let me know. With that, back to that, K2ZO.
About how many pounds do you think it weighs in round numbers?
Well, it's light enough that one person could, well, probably lift it. It's like about 5 or 6 inches, about 6 inches across at the base. It's on the side of the house. He's got it up there, and it goes up like three sections. It's very nice, and I think the price will be right.
Call me on my cell when you get a chance.
Okay. Either way, no problem.
I think that's the official listed phone number in my in the Barra roster. Okay, so I'm looking for something lighter and taller, so that might actually do the trick. Alrighty, well, happy field day to you. And Peter, over to you, KC2QIM, K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR and the team from KC2QIM. I'm assuming, from what I'm hearing, that we're going to be putting up primarily towers with beams or verticals, or what is the sort of array of antennas that we're erecting on Saturday? I'm really curious. And I guess we have to separate them or keep them separate so that, you know, they're obviously not in proximity. So I guess there's a whole process of figuring out, you know, what's a reasonable amount of distance between the setups. Back to you.
Well, I'll leave it to Jim, and he can defer to Tony if he needs to. K2ZO, K2BAR.
Okay, this is K2ZO. Here we put up dipoles and extended double zeps for 40 meters. And then for the other bands, we're going to put up a 10, 15, and 20 meter multiband three element antenna, and we'll also have another kind of a mini beam on 20 that Jerry 02T is going to bring, and we'll have the loops on VHF, so we should have a good collection of antennas there.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. So how many towers are actually going up, Jim?
Uno tower, what?
Okay, and I guess the dipoles are going to make the trick. I'm really curious to know how the dipoles are going to go up. I'll probably learn some more of antenna setups this weekend. I'm actually looking forward to these things. Too bad they don't happen every weekend.
We'd all be exhausted. Get down there early and help Dick with his bow and arrow, and maybe he'll be nice and put up a few wires for you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll be at the garage at 8:30, and then I guess it would take about an hour or so to get the truck loaded and then over. When does the contest activity actually begin? When does the festivity start?
2 p.m.
Okay, that should be interesting. Okay. I'm going to bag out of here. I got to get up early. I want to thank you all for inviting me in again, and I'll see you all Saturday. So with that, I'll go back to Ned, K2BAR, KC2QIM, Gordon. Thanks, Jim. Thank you very much for your responses. Tony, Andrew, hello out there. And I'll go back to you for final. KC2QIM.
Okay, very fine, Peter. Thank you. And it's been fun having you on the net. Andrew, KC2KIS, your comments, sir, K2BAR.
K2BAR, KC2KIS. I believe we might be changing category, so if you can let me know, but that's easy enough to set up with the computers, and whether or not we're going to network some or all of them or none of them, those are the only comments I need. I have everything we need to hook up everything except the 40 meter computer, just because the run it might be beyond the reach of the cables that I have. But if we want to network, we can. If we don't want to network, we can let them run solo. That's fine too. And what else? I've got the satellite set up, which we will be bringing along. Steve and I will put all our toys together and have a go at the satellites. We're going to be running LU mode. We figure that there'll be less competition on LU mode than on VU mode, so that way we're at least in with a chance to get a queue. KC2KIS, back to net.
Okay, very good. And Bennett, over to you, KO2OK, W2T, K2BAR, second mistake.
All right, K2BAR, KO2OK, evening, Gordon, everybody. Sorry I'm late, running some errands, big graduation day today. Graduation day, promotion days, moving up day, graduation parties, all kinds of stuff. Ridgewood High School graduation ceremony got rained on heavily tonight outside and in the football field. My son was performing with the band there. Graduates hopefully next year. Anyway, not much to add tonight. I missed a lot of it, and sounds like some good preparations for field day coming up. Look forward to helping out. Should be there sometime Saturday morning. That's about it. So hope everybody's made it through the storms. Back to net, KO2OK.
I do believe. Okay. That's great. Well, I think we've pretty much beaten any first pass questions, plus Peter's wonderful questions about his wire antenna. So I'm going to, at this point, open it up, see if there are any other stations that would like to join the net. Just register your call sign by calling K2BAR. Okie doke. Well, I think we'll have a plethora of field day activities. We're going to operate from a scout camp this weekend. Barra's going to operate from the community services building parking lot, which is excellent as well. And I think we'll have a wonderful time. We actually did something a little sneaky too. We have we've invited the parents up around 5 o'clock for a 6 o'clock hamburger dinner, you know, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, whatever, and we're going to have a very quick, probably 30-minute awards presentation to welcome our new scouts into the troop. And of course, they will then hang around, but they'll have been around in the daylight as well. So they're going to see this amateur radio business. I found that that is an incredibly important element in getting the boys licensed, is to getting the adults to see what's going on. And so no parental support, no rig, no chance of rig, meaning, you know, boy never gets licensed. So we've overcome that several times, and such is life. We'll see what we can do about another crop of new hams after between field day and summer camp in July and August, and then more licensing classes afterwards. I'm actually running licensing classes on Wednesdays between the 11th and the and I guess 3 weeks later or 2 weeks later. So three sessions, and then we'll do more after until we return from summer camp. So, any other questions, comments, or confusions regarding operation during field day, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, KC2KIS at the comment.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, just a reminder that the Phalon Club is also doing a sit-up down at Dijon, behind Dijon Park in Memorial Park, and that they might need some operators. If we have spare operators, we can always send them down there to go and work perhaps 80 meters and 40 meters down there. And you know, there's a bit of crowding, and that might help out by using their facilities as well. Just an idea. KC2KIS back to net.
That's a splendid idea. So Memorial Park, Dijon Field, or Dijon Field, whatever they call it, in Fairlawn. That's wonderful. Alrighty. Actually, one of the first field days I can remember ever going to was the Fairlawn Radio Club field day. Wasn't the first. I'm trying to remember what the first one was. First one was with Bob. Oh gosh, he used to be our section emergency coordinator, lives out in Morris County. I can't remember his last name now, but anyway, used to be WB2 somewhere or other. Anyway, I went with of all things, of all people, K2SE. God rest him. He died of an allergic reaction to Novocaine in a dentist chair, if you can believe it. That was a real shock. Anyway, so, any other comments about field day and such before we move on, K2BAR? Okay. Well, any other questions that people want to raise at this time, feel free to. If not, I think we'll secure for the evening. Okie doke. All right, well, next week, let's have some fun stories about what happened at field day. We'll compare notes, and I would hope that that people will, you know, make note of some of the fun things that happened, the things that they noted that happened during field day. I think that sometimes we lose sight of that, and you know, some of us have some pretty obnoxious memories, and I'll defer in the obnoxious memory department to K2ZO, who seems to remember everything he ever did. And if not, he just tells a good story. You were a salesman, right, Jim? Anyway, I want to thank everybody for a wonderful net. Wish everybody a happy field day. Congratulate K2BAR and I guess it was K2AMI for their efforts in the January contest. It's excellent. And I wonder how we did as a club, too. I'm not sure where we were in the probably local club category, but I'm kind of curious as to how that worked out as well. So, 73 all, and have a good night. This is K2BAR securing. We'd like to thank the Bergen County FM Association for the use of the repeater and encourage all members and non to consider becoming members of Bergen County FM Association and support these three fine repeaters. At this time, K2BAR will close and return the repeaters to normal amateur use. Thank you. I'm going inside, guys. I got no radio, and radio's in the house, so I got to get out of the car now. K2, no, I did it the other way.